Namaste and welcome to beautiful Rishikesh. Today we're at the famous Beatles Ashram, the old home of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and now it's abandoned. And so we're out here on the rooftop. You can see the meditation pods in the background. And today's practice is going to be a core-based practice. We're going to look at finding stability in the body. If you are new to this series, we're in Rishikesh. We're doing 7 days of yoga together, and hopefully you'll tag along. Yeah. Today is day three, and let's get into it. I'm going to start by shaking. Standing, shaking, getting loose. This is one of our favorite ways to start practice. So just create some space for yourself to move rapidly and intuitively. Shaking off any stress, resetting your nervous system. Keep shaking for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Coming to a standing position, we'll bring some fire into the body with Bhastrika Pranayama. We inhale fully, take the hands overhead. Exhale, draw the fists by our sides. Blast it out. We'll do 10. 1, 2, 3, soft knees, 4, 5, 6, last one, perfect, little shake out with the legs, and then we'll bring the hands to the knees, fingers pointing in, we'll do Kapalabhati. Gentle contractions of the belly, snapping back toward the spine. We take a deep breath in together. Slow breath out. Breathing in about a third of the way, and then starting. As you pump the belly, you're building awareness in the core. Keep it up for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 3, 2, and 1. All the way out. Fall down. Inhale, sweep the hands up. Exhale, the hands come down. Perfect. Inhale, hands come up. Exhale, folding down. Hinging from the hips. Try to keep your spine straight. And then we inhale back up, long spine. Exhale to fold down, hands come down, long spine. You notice how your navel, your core, supports your spine as you move. Do three more. Three. Two. And one, inhaling to come up. Exhale, sink back into chair pose. We'll fold all the way over, tap the floor with your fingertips, and then lift up halfway. Long spine, hands overhead, pressing the thumbs toward the sky. You want to lengthen your spine as much as you can. Looking toward the top of your mat, we'll hold for 10. And we'll inhale to come up. Exhale, the hands come down. Perfect. We'll step our feet wide. Bend the knees. Sit into kind of a goddess pose, but more of a narrow goddess pose. You take the hands out in front of us. As you inhale, you reach the right hand out to the left hand out to the right. You exhale, come back to center. Inhale, left hand to the right hand out to the left. Exhale, center. Using the stability of your core, working with the breath to move, bend the spine laterally. Inhale out, exhale to center. Three more each side. Last one. And finding center. Again, inhale to stand up, arms reach up. Exhale to fold down. Inhale to lift up halfway. Exhale to squat down, find Malasana. A bit of opening through the hips. I'm just going to adjust my microphone because it's sticking into my belly. Okay, beautiful. From here, we'll come up a little bit of the way. We'll drop our right shin to the floor. Take your left knee wide, drop your bum to the floor. I just realized I'm got a sticker on my foot. And then from here, you swing the legs around for Navasana boat pose. I'm already dripping sweat. How are you doing over there?
Pretty sweaty.
Sweat in my eyes. Knees hug together. Point the toes, lift the chest, try and grow taller. We take a deep breath in. As you exhale, low boat. And here's our namaskar. High boat, right shin drops. Left foot drops. You take the left knee wide. You lean forwards, reach forwards, pop up. Sweep the right knee up. Stork pose. Inhale, arms come up. Exhale, you step back. Anjaneyasana. Beautiful. A deep breath in. Exhale, drive the knee through. Stork pose. And then as you inhale, drop the shin. Drop the bum. Navasana. Deep breath in. Low boat on the exhale. Inhale, high boat. Left shin down. Right foot down, right knee wide. Reach forward, stand up. Stork pose. You can use your hands if you need. Exhale. Anjaneyasana. Crescent lunge. Great. On the exhale, driving that knee through. Left knee. Inhale, drop the left shin to the floor. Right knee wide. Boat pose. Deep breath in. Exhale, low boat. Great. Inhale, boat. Right shin down. With the exhale, right knee drives up. Stork pose. Exhale, Anjaneyasana. Inhale, grow taller. Exhale, stork pose. Inhale, shin to floor. Boat pose. Exhale, low boat. Inhale, high boat. Exhale, left shin down, stand up, driving through. Left knee up. Exhale, Anjaneyasana. Inhale, grow tall. Exhale, stork pose, left knee drives through. Inhale, boat pose. Left shin down, land. Exhale, low boat. Inhale, high boat. Exhale, right shin, left foot, right knee up. Exhale, Anjaneyasana. Deep breath in. Exhale, stork pose. Inhale, boat pose. Shin down, drop the bum. Exhale, low boat. Inhale, high boat. Exhale, left shin, stand up. Left knee drives up. Exhale, Anjaneyasana. Inhale here. Exhale, stork pose. Inhale, boat pose. One more round. Exhale, low boat. Inhale, high boat. Exhale, stand up, right knee drives up. Exhale, Anjaneyasana. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, knee drives through. Inhale, boat pose. Exhale, lower. Inhale, high boat. Exhale, left shin, left knee. Anjaneyasana. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, stalk. Inhale, boat. Exhale, low boat. Inhale, high boat. Hold here for 10, 9, 8, lifting the chest, 7, hug the knees together, 6, 5, my God, the sun, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Cross-legged seat. Just for a moment, we're going to cool down. Sit tall. Deep breath in through the nose. Slow breath out through the nose. Deep breath in. Slow breath out. Deep breath in. Slow breath out. Three more like that. Three. Two. One. Beautiful work. Let's come around to Vajrasana now, sitting on the shins. We inhale and sweep ourselves up to a standing position and tuck the toes. Work into a little bit of back bending, just working at your own pace. Take it very easy, no pressure. Take the hands up overhead, deep breath in. Exhale, you take one thumb just to the side of the rib cage, trying to grip your rib cage nice and tight with your spread fingers. You start to lift the chest, drawing the lower belly in. Make sure you can still breathe. And as you lift the chest, you feel the rib cage expanding into your hands, contracting back into the body. You use your lower belly to support the lower back, pointing the tailbone toward the floor. Stay for one more breath. Gently we release back up and sit down on the shins. Deep breath in. Slow breath out. Deep breath in. Slow breath out. Once more, deep inhale. And exhale. Beautiful. From here, let's do a little bit of work on our backs. So we'll flip over, lay down on our backs. You have three options depending on your strength. Option one, hands down by your sides. Option two, hands out wide. Option three, hardest option, is hands overhead. I'm going to go hands out wide. Peji's going hands by our sides. So let's do this. We take a deep breath in. Exhale, right leg extends to the sky. Inhale, lowering back down. And try and keep your low back in contact with the earth. Exhale, left leg lifts. Inhale, foot comes down. Exhale, right leg lifts. Inhale, coming down. Exhale, left leg lifts. Inhale, back down. Trying to lift as much as you can, right leg, straight leg, and lowering. Left leg, straight leg, and lowering. Twice more either side. Right leg. Inhale down. Left leg. Inhale down. Right leg. Left leg. And releasing back down. Okay, two options for this next one. Same premise. We take a breath in. With the exhale, you draw both knees into your chest. With the inhale, again, you lengthen the legs out. Exhale, both knees draw in. Inhale, both legs out. Trying to keep the low back in contact with the earth. Exhale, draw in. We'll do five more. Five. With the breath. Four. Three. Two. And one. This time, keep the knees in tight. Reach the hands up to the ceiling. Reverse crow pose. See if you can press the palms up. Lift your upper back and shoulders off the floor. Take the knees to the armpits. Hold for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Releasing. Feet to the floor. Hands down by your sides. A little moment of rest. You walk the feet wide, the knees fall together. Sometimes it's nice to do a bit of hard work, and I promise that tomorrow we'll be resting in our practice. Okay, walking feet back to hip width apart, we'll do a few rounds of bridge pose. Inhale, drive the hips up toward the sky, reach the arms up overhead. Exhale, hands come down by your sides and the hips land at the same time. Let's do that twice more, inhaling up overhead. Exhale, coming down. Inhaling up. Exhaling down. Then inhaling the hips up. Leave the hands by your side. Stay for 5 breaths. Driving down through the feet, lifting the hips. If there's space in your body, maybe you interlace the hands, roll up onto the fronts of the shoulders. 2 more full breaths wherever you are. Last one. And releasing the hips down. Legs out long. Final little bit of work. Hands will go out wide. I want you to listen very carefully. It's a big movement with only a little bit of breath, so we need to kind of work fast with this one. We take a deep breath in. With the exhale, both legs extend up toward the sky and then down toward the right-hand side. With the inhale, you come back to the sky and then down to the floor. So exhale, up to the sky, over to the left. Inhale, back to center, then to the floor. Exhale to the right. Inhale to center. Exhale to left. Inhale to center. Exhale to right. Inhale to center. Exhale to left. Almost there, Paigey. 2 more either side. Exhale, right. Strong belly, you got it. Exhale to left. Last one. To the right. And pause. Extending the legs, looking over your left shoulder. Three deep breaths. Center on the inhale. Exhale, center, then the left. Looking over the right shoulder. Deep breaths. 3 of. Back to center, nice and strong. And then bending the knees, hugging them into your chest. Hands come to the feet or the knees. We'll take Happy Baby as our final asana. You can take a little bit of rocking side to side. Okay, anything else that you need to do before we take our Shavasana? Maybe some legs and hands shaking toward the sky for 5, 4, 3, call this the dead cockroach, 2, and 1. Shavasana. Take the time just to lay back, to breathe. Deep into the belly. Take 10 breaths in Shavasana. As deep as you can. Ten. Nine. Eight. Three, two, last deep breath, deep as you can. Sigh it out. Beautiful. Waking up fingers and toes. You roll over to your right hand side. You tuck up into a little ball. You thank your body. You thank your breath, you thank your mind for allowing you to experience this beautiful life. Let me make our way up to a seat. I thank you dearly for joining us to practice. Again, a sweaty one for us. We're in tropical climate. I'm crying sweat right now. Oh my God. I hope it was enjoyable for you at home. And a word from Paigey.
Yeah, if you enjoyed the practice, you know, as Aaron said earlier, we're on day three of our yoga challenge in Rishikesh. And so now we move on to our conversation. So if you'd love to join us for a little bit of a chat about the importance of core strength in our yoga practice, but also in our daily lives and how that creates functional movement patterns for us, then stay tuned.
I think we might have a chat about this place as well, where we are today.
Yeah, for sure. And if you love practicing with us, if you love listening to us, there's so many opportunities for you to study and practice with us. We've got an online yoga studio on our website with over 200 practices. We also have online courses, and we actually have the opportunity for you to join us here in Rishikesh, the heart, the home of yoga, in 2023 for 200-hour yoga teacher trainings, for retreats and all that kind of stuff. So if you're interested, sign up to our mailing list, check out our website and see if one of the offerings works for you, because we'd absolutely love to have you join us.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.